The only type that I've seen would be the one with the rack on it and where, wait a minute, what do they call that? I have seen them saw the wood, but I don't know that I know what it's called. I know about the rack, they put the logs on there and they saw them. I think I have to pick that one.
Okay, if you straighten your hair with a comb and a... if you're just going to fix your hair, then you just might want to use a comb and
just comb it and brush the hair.
Okay, and if you brush your hair, you'd use a...
I would just use a hairbrush.
Okay. And if you're going to sharpen a straight razor, you'd use a leather...
scrap.
Okay. And what do you put in a revolver?
Now, when you say a revolver, that's a type of gun.
Yeah.
A short gun.
Yeah.
I would put bullets.
Okay, I don't mean bullets or shells. I'm talking about just another word.
To fire it?
Yeah.
Cartridges?
Okay. And these are kind of toys, I guess you'd say, that children play on. One kind that, like they have a trestle here and a board here, and you go up and down.
Seesaw.
Okay. And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say that they were...
they are seesawing.
Okay. Is there an old name for seesaw?
If there is, I don't know it unless in... I tell you, yes, there is one of the modern make that you can make a merry-go-round on it. And sometimes the person, it's just a stick. Well, they're not, they are commercially made now.
Yeah.
And the person that can stand on it, well, they can see someone. And then they can go around on it. Kids can go around on it themselves.
You call that merry-go-round? Is there an old...
It can be used as a merry-go-round, but technically speaking, it's not really a merry-go-round, but they use that as...
So. Can you think of a flying...
the flying trapeze?
Or flying jenny or flying...
Wait a minute, now what is a flying jenny? What is a flying jenny? I've heard the term.
Or riding horse or anything like that for a merry-go-round?
I think the merry-go-round could be called when they're taking it around and around and around like that, it could be called a flying jenny. Yeah, if it's around like that, it could be called that because you're not going up and down as a seesaw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of taking a lumber board and fixing it down at both ends and children sit on either end and pull it out?
Now, how was that? What?
The children used to jump up and down on a lumber. Well, they, I don't think they sit at both ends, but they jump up and down on
it. I don't remember as a child having that experience of jumping up and down on a... What you mean, you jump on it and bounce the... If I jump, if I'm on one side, I jump up and bounce the other person.
Sure.
No, I that's something like the seesaw, because they don't. One goes down and brings the other up,
yeah.
And then the one on the end goes up and the other down. Well, now they could stand on it and bounce each other up,
yeah.
Which wouldn't be a very safe way to play. But I imagine they've done it like that.
Okay. You might tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it. Have you saw that?
A swing.
Okay. And what do you carry coal in?
A scuttle. Okay. A coal bucket.
Okay.
A coal scuttle, they call it.
This is a small vehicle that it's got, you might use to carry heavy things like bricks in. It's got a small wheel.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what do you sharpen an axe?
I think you call it an emery stone.
A
You turn it around and you put the X on it. I believe it's called an emery stone. Otherwise, I don't know what it is, but I know to turn the handle. You can sharpen not only an axe, you can sharpen a knife on it.
Okay, what about something smaller that you can